好，我们现在今天来讲信息哈。
This is our today's message.
感恩的生命。
A life of thanksgiving.
在美国感恩节啊，是最有家庭气氛的一个节日，大家都尽可能的回家与全家团聚，欢度佳节。
In the United States, Thanksgiving Day is the most family-oriented holiday, and everyone tries their best to go home to reunite with their family.
就是我们啊，在美国的中国人也高兴的来接受这美国的文化的优点，在佳节与家人团聚。
And Chinese people in America have happily adopted this part of the culture because they utilize this as a chance to reunite with their families.
那身为基督徒，我们呢，更是满怀感恩的心，不但与自己的家人团聚啊，也欢喜的啊，与我们这个属灵教会这个大家庭的家人欢聚一堂，数算主的恩典。
As Christians, we're even more grateful because not only that we would have a chance to reunite with our own families, but also we can get together here as a spiritual family to count the blessings of our Lord.
所以我今天特别以感恩的生命为题来与大家分享这篇信息。
Therefore, today's message is a life of thanksgiving.
感恩是什么？
What is thanksgiving?
我说当然知道啊，牧师，你在问这么简单的问题哈。
You say it's too simple.
是，简单的说呢，感恩是对施恩者，在感激和爱中，通过思想、言语和行动的回应。
Simply put, thanksgiving is one's response in appreciation and love to the giver of a blessing through thoughts, words, and actions.
但今天我不想只停留明白这个感恩字面上的意思哈，以及啊当有的什么样的思想、言语、行为，我不想只是停留在这。
But today, I don't want to just stop at understanding the literal meaning of gratitude or thanksgiving, and the proper thoughts, words, and actions that it brings up.
我要与弟兄姊妹一起来看感恩在我们的生命中扮演着什么样子。的角色，这感恩呢，在我们生命中到底是什么样的？它的重要性是什么
？I want to I want to study with my brothers and sisters today at the role and the importance of thanksgiving in our lives.
更重要的，我是希望借着圣经以及圣灵的帮助啊，让我们明白神的心意，且定义要靠主活出感恩的生命来，见证神的爱。来彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
And more importantly, I hope and that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can understand God's will and then be determined to live a thanksgiving life, and so that we can testify to our God's love and to demonstrate His grace and glory.
首先我要说的就是，感恩是神对我们的心意。
First, thanksgiving is God's will for us.
我们来看诗篇的100篇4到5节，当称谢进入他们的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Let's look at Psalm 100, verse 4 to 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
这段经文叫我们带着感恩、称谢来到神的面前。
This scripture teaches us to bring thanksgiving and praise to the Lord.
这是神的命令。
This is His command.
这也是神赐给我们的恩典。
This is also a blessing that He gives us.
因为什么？因为神本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Because God is good, His love endures forever, and His faithfulness endures to all generations.
神是要我们带着感恩的心来亲近他，不是带着恐惧啊、羞愧，而是带着感恩的心来见他。
He wants us to approach him with a heart of thanksgiving, not a heart with fear and shame.
神其实是要我们每天都来到他的面前，与他建立好关系，以感恩来回应他给我们的恩典与爱。
And he wants us to approach him every day, so that we can establish a relationship with him, and so that we can respond to his grace and love.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到十八节哈，你们应该很熟悉的，要常常喜乐，不住祷告，什么凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里为我们定的旨意。
In First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 to 18, it says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
这经文常常在我的口中，我们教会如果不是每一个礼拜。大概不止听一次哈。
This scripture is always on my lips, and in our church, you may not hear it more than once in a week.
不只是在我口中，天天都在我心里。它不仅帮助我知道如何好好的过每一天的日子，而且帮助我时时感受到神的爱，而能喜乐的过每一天。
And not only this scripture is on my lips, but it also lives in my heart.It helps me to live my days well. It also helps me to feel God's love at all times.
神希望我们能凡事谢恩，因为他要我们相信，无论任何环境、任何情况、任何事哈，哦，神都知道，要我们知，神都知道。
God wants us to be thankful for everything because He wants us to believe that no matter what the situation is, what the things that have occurred in your life, He knows everything.
他要我们知道，有他这位全能的神，爱我们的神与我们同在。他要我们相信，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
He wants us to know.That He is always with us, and He is the Almighty God. He also wants us to know that everything works together to benefit who loves Him.
第二，我要跟大家来分享的就是什么？感恩是幸福的秘诀。
The second point I want to share is that thanksgiving is the key for happiness.
我下面会用三个原因哈来支持我讲的这个感恩是幸福的秘诀。
I'll give you three reasons.
第一个呢是感恩使我们能够感受到爱。
First, Thanksgiving makes us feel loved.
我们基督徒都知道，我们也相信主耶稣是为了你我的罪，为世人的罪死在十字架上。
We all know and we all believe that Jesus had died for us on the cross for our sins.
但我要问你，你有为主耶稣为你钉死在十字架上而向他感谢吗？
But I want to ask you, have you ever expressed your thanksgiving to him for his death on the cross?
很多次有人跟我说，牧师啊，我就无法感受到神的爱，我就会常常跟他分享哈。我在大学时候有一天我就祷告，我迫切祷告求神让我能够感受他的爱。我说我妈妈爱我感受到，可是我知道，可是我不感受得到，我迫切地向他祈求。
Many times people told me that he could not feel God's love, and that always pushed me to share with him what happened once in college with me. At that time I know that my momloved me because I can feel it, but I just couldn't feel how much God loved me, so I prayed to him.
结果你知道吗？神就在我祷告的时候，在我脑海里面看到耶稣背着十字架走上他要为我死的路上。
Well, I prayed earnestly in my mind. God showed me a picture that Jesus was carrying the cross on the road.To die for me.
那时圣灵感动我，我泪流满面， 我跟神说，神啊，我再也不要问你，我再也不要问你，你爱不爱我？
And the Holy Spirit touched me that I had tears on my face, and I said to God, I will never ask you again whether you love me or not.
从那次以后，我就很容易在我的生活中能够感受到神的爱。
After that time, it became easy for me to feel God's love in my life.
圣经帮助我们认识神以及他的旨意，记载着许许多多让我们应当感恩的事。
The Bible helps us understand God's will, and it contains many things for which we should be grateful.
在我年轻的时候啊，自己我们有了小甜蜜，然后我们的朋友也纷纷都开始生小孩哈。
When I was young, at that age, we had Tammy, and then we also have a lot of friends who were expecting their children.
那时候不管哦，经济状况，刚才美国不够有钱啊，或有人经济比较好，这些父母都精心的去布置婴儿房哈，为他未来要生的孩子布置婴儿房。
At that point, we were all newcomers to this country, and we were not rich. A lot of us are in financial situation that is just new for us. But all the parents, they prepared very nicely for the new baby, for the room and for other things to welcome the baby.
你也知道，这个牧师在四十多年前就鼓励人家每天读圣经啊，两年读一遍啊，所以每年都会重去读创世纪的第一章。
And you know that
每隔一年。
So you know that every more than 40 years ago, I encouraged people to read the Bible, and we have a Bible plan that repeats every 2 years. Every 2 years, we would be able to read Genesis chapter 1.
所以至少隔一年。其实不止哦，都会去看到《创世纪》的第一章。
And every other year, at least, we will see that chapter.
我们都很熟悉啊，神创造天地啊，先创造有光啊，有星宿啊，然后就我们也看到，亲眼看到，亲身的感受到这世界的美好。
And we're able to see how God created this world, how He put the stars there, and how beautiful He placed things in this world, and we can feel that.
但你知道，那天当我看到这一章的时候，我感动到流眼泪。
But you know that when I read this chapter in relation to our friends preparing for the baby's coming, I was touched and I was in tears.
因为我们周遭的人爱他未来要生的孩子，尽心的布置婴儿房，神也为了创造我们他爱的人，布置了这美好的天地。
We love our children. That's why we set up and we decorate the room for our baby. We arrange things for our baby And God does the same thing. He loves us, and He created this world, and He decorated this world, so that to welcome us.
神爱我们，在许许多多的事情上都向我们彰显他的爱。
He loves us, and He reveals His love to us in many things.
所以，我们真的要来好好读圣经啊，让圣灵感动我们，更敏锐地查验到神的爱，甚至人的爱哈。
That's why we should read the Bible more often and more carefully, so that we can see, we can be sensitive to His love.
感谢父母为你做的一切，你会更感受父母对你的爱。
Thanking your parents for everything they have done for you will make you feel how much they love you.
感谢配偶为你做的一切，你会更感受你配偶对你的爱。
Thanking your spouse for everything they have done for you will make you feel how much your spouse loves you.
想到许许多多你周遭的人，你感谢他们所对你所做的，你就更爱他们。
Thinking of many people around you and and thinking about what they have done to you, then you will feel the love from them.
因为你更感受到爱，爱是人使人最感到幸福的。
This is because you feel loved, and feeling love is the most important reason for happiness.
所以当我们去感谢，我们就感受更感受到爱，我们感受到爱，我们更觉得自己活在幸福当中。
So the more thanksgiving you give, the more love you feel, and the more happiness you feel.
第二是感恩使我们改善关系哈。
And secondly, thanksgiving improves our relationships.
当然，刚刚讲到，如果感受爱，你感谢。那关系当然会好嘛，哈。
It is natural that when you give thanks to people, and that could improve your relationship with that person.
因为人与神之间或人与人之间任何的关系若有爱，那什么就都好说了哈。
Whether it is between man and God, or between a man and another man, or in any other relationship, if there is love, everything becomes easy.
即使有误会啦，有摩擦啦，都很好处理，都容易解决了。
Even if there are misunderstandings or frictions, things are easy to deal with, and easy to get resolved.
感恩使我们想到对方的好，感受到对方对我们的爱，我们就会主动的在爱中要去与对方和好嘛 ，right?而且会使我们本来就蛮好的关系就更亲密哈。
Thanksgiving makes us think of the goodness of the other person and feel the love from them, and then it would prompt us to take the initiative to reconcile with other people in love, and to make the originally good relationship even better.
我有时候弟兄姊妹会在困境中。有时候甚至信心软弱，那我们就会鼓励他，感谢神的救恩，感谢神在过去的眷顾与祝福。
So when brothers and sisters are in, sometimes when they face difficulties, or when their faith became weak, we would encourage them to thank God for His salvation and for His care and blessings in the past.
家人朋友如果有不愉快的时候。我们也会提醒他，哎，想想他的好嘛，想想对方曾经为你做的好事哈，你心存感恩，这是会帮助我们改善关系哈。
And when we're upset family members or friends, we would also be reminded to think about more of their goodness and the good things that they have done for us, and so that we could be.Grateful, and so that we could take the initiative to improve the relationship.
与人关系好，就加添了彼此的爱与信任，对不对？
Having a good relationship with others will increase the love and trust among people.
与神关系好，更能帮助我们感受到神的爱，而且我们对神的爱会增加，对神的信心就得以成长。
Having a good relationship with God will help us feel God's love, and our love for God will increase, and our faith in God will grow.
所以感恩是能够改善我们的关系，与神与人都有好关系呢，就使我们能够感受到幸福。是，所以关系好了，我们人当然更幸福。
Thanksgiving improves our relationships.Having a good relationship with God and with people, that is an important reason for our own happiness.
第三个呢是感恩使我们就更蒙恩得福哈。
And certainly, Thanksgiving opens the door to more grace and blessings.
我们都还熟悉十个大麻风的故事吧。
Do we remember Jesus heals the 10 men with leprosy?
结果只有一个人回来向耶稣做感谢哈。
There was only one person who came back to give thanks to Jesus.
我们来看他这个一个人回来感谢是怎么样的哈，在路加福音十七章的十五到十六节这样，其中一个人见自己得医治了，就回来大声荣耀神，俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他，这人是撒玛利亚人。
In Luke chapter 17, verse 15 to 16, it says, One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice.He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan.
十个人只有一个人。
Out of the ten, only one came back.
这人常常会忘记感谢啊。
So we should know that we often forget to be thankful.
而这个人回来感谢吗？不是说哦 ，by the way, thank you 啊，谢谢你啊。他是什么样？他荣耀神，他匍匐敬拜啊。
And when this healed leper, and when he came back, he did not just say thank you, but threw himself at Jesus' feet and worshipped him.
感恩不只是思想言语，甚至带出行动。
His thanksgiving was not only in words, but also in actions.
对神的感恩引导他走向敬拜，而从敬拜能使他与神更亲近。就成为了更蒙恩得福的人。
Thanksgiving to the Lord, led him to worship, and worship brought him closer to the Lord and made him a person, with more blessings.
人与人之间不是也是这样子吗？你会对那些向你感谢的人，你就更喜欢他，你就会愿意对他更好，对不对
？Same to the relationship among people.When you express your thankfulness to other people, then you would be more likely to treat him more nicely.
同样的，你感谢那些对你好的人，我告诉你，他一定会对你更好。
And similarly, that person will treat you better as well.
我常常有时候鼓励你，如果公司老板对你好，你一定要跟他谢谢啊！不要说，哎呀，这老板我因为我棒我好，他本来就应该对我好。
And that's why I often remind you that if your boss treated you pretty nicely, make sure that you thank him, and don't just think that because you're able, you were a good employee and you deserve that. You should give him thanks.
那些对你特别好的人，你要记在心上。
And for those that are especially nice to you, you have to carry that in your heart.
哪怕离开了公司，你有时候找机会还是跟他说声谢谢，他过去的关照。
Even if, for example, you have left the company, you still should take a chance to thank him.
我知道不止一个人，他后来离开公司，后来去找本来的老板，那对他好的。人家立刻又帮他安排工作。
I know in more than one situations that people left the company, but when they wanted to return, they went to find their old boss, and that old boss helped them again in their job search.
对神对人都是的，感恩使我们变成一个更蒙恩得福的人哦。
Same to For us to act like this to God and to people, because Thanksgiving makes us more blessed.
一个更蒙恩得福的人，是不是更幸福啊？
And being blessed increases our happiness.
下面第三个点我要讲的是，感恩是选择与态度。
And We have another third point here, which is Thanksgiving is a choice and attitude.
这几十年来，这种社会科学很发达哈，这心理学啊，或者是各方面从医学证明了很多的思想哈，这些做了蛮多的研究。
There has been advanced researches recently in social science and psychological and scientific research. Yield a lot of good results.
那这些结论呢，都告诉你，感恩能使我们的生命更加兴盛愉快。
And they all point to Thanksgiving can make our lives more prosperous and joyful.
他们做了很多的调查哈，这样子比较感恩的人啊，比较健康，比较乐观，比较活泼，甚至这个经济状况也比较好，各方面都好。
They made a lot of surveys showing that a thankful person is likely to be more healthy, more resilient, and having a living hope, and even they can do better financially.
那这个在主后2000多年了才科学证明的东西，早在主前，在旧约圣经和新约圣经早就告诉我们，感恩是好的，是神的心意，是要他的儿女凡事谢恩呢。
These are the science research showed now after 2000 years of development. But before this, the Bible had already told us that having a thankful heart is good for you.
但是圣经上圣经里神启示我们，其实不只是感恩的价值，感恩是要我们去选择感恩，是告诉我们是应该是我们的态度与生活的方式。
Our faith reminds us that, especially the Bible teaches us that thanksgiving is not just valuable. It is a choice that we make on attitude and way of life.
感恩的态度不是说因为啊生活完美，所以我感谢，而是因为我们选择去看见祝福。
The attitude of thanksgiving is not because life is perfect, but because we choose to see the blessings.
啊，在200多年前哈、啊，这个 Reverend Matthew Henry 啊，他是一个神学家，他做的这个圣经。解释书到现在人还看啊。
More than 200 years ago, Reverend Matthew Henry, he was a theologist, and his commentaries about the Bible is still popular these days.
他一个小小的故事啊，现在人常常还引用来讲啊。
He had a story that we still share today.
就是有一天他被人抢了哈。
That it was that one day he was robbed.
结果他回来呢，他的祷告。是一个感恩的祷告。
But when he came home, he gave a thanksgiving prayer.
他首先啊，我要庆幸的是，我以前从来没抢过，第一次被抢啊。
He said, "Let me be thankful, first, because I was never robbed before."
第二呢，他因为他们虽然拿着我的钱包啊，没有夺走我的命啊，没有伤害我、啊。
And secondly, because although they took my purse, they did not take my life.
虽然他把我身上都扒光了哈。但其实还好不多了。
Even though he took something, he took all of the things from me, but they're not that much.
那第四个他说，还好啊，是我被抢，不是我抢人了。
And fourth, because it was I who was robbed, not I who robbed.
这你看，神要我们凡事谢恩，谢恩感恩，是让我们看到神的祝福与保守。
So you can see that God wants us to have a thanksgiving heart, and He means that we should see His protection and His blessings.
这是我们的生活态度，这是我们的生活方式。
This is our attitude towards life. This is our way of life.
这是我们对神的信心。
This is our faith to God.
知道他仍然掌管一切。
Knowing that He is in control of everything.
那个圣经上万事互相效力，叫爱神爱神的人得益处，不是写在那里让我们看看，是我们生活里面的信相信信心与经历。
In the Bible, it tells us that everything worked together to benefit those who loved him. This is not just a saying. This is our way of life.
这是要操练的。
And we should practice this.
这不是盲目的乐观主义哈。
And this is not a blind optimism.
那我们昨天在那个每日读经的那个微切上哈，有位姊妹呢，她就说了，她每次回家的时候呢，有时候对面呢就堵车堵，有车祸还是怎么样，那她这边畅通，她就感谢主哈，她可以顺利回家。
In our WeChat group of Bible reading, yesterday a sister shared that sometimes when she goes home from the church and she saw the oncoming traffic was having a traffic jam, and at that point she would give thanks to God because God is giving her a better traffic on this side.
万一他的地方的堵着，他就要求神给他这个有个忍耐啦，有平安啦，也求神开路哈。
But if she was in the traffic jam on her side, then she would pray and thank God to give her the patience and also ask God to open up the road for her.
这个让我想到我曾经在纽约上班哈，开了十年车。
And this reminds me of my career days in New York City when I drove for 10 years there.
那我是早上六点以前就出发，所以很少碰到堵车哈。
I got up before 6. I left the house before 6 a.m. so that I wouldn't hit the traffic jam.
但是有时候清早那个 truck turn over, 哇，堵得不得了。
But,
难得会碰到这种事。
But rarely I would encounter the turnover trucks on the road, and that would cause a big traffic jam.
可是其他时候有时候我也会碰到堵车嘛。
But in other times, occasionally I still had traffic jams.
我心里会感谢，哎呀，还好我的车大概没有问题，不会跑毛哈，会死在对，还好我的车还有油哈。
And I would give a Thanksgiving prayer. I would say that.It's good that my car was still running. It's good that I still have gas in my car.
还好出车祸的不是我。
And it's good that it was not me in that accident.
又感谢我会为哎呀出车祸的人希望没有受伤啊。
And then I continue to pray that those people who were involved in the accident would not be injured.
啊，堵车的人希望他们没有急事啊，不要误了飞机，误了面试啊。
And those who were blocked in the traffic, I would pray that they wouldn't have emergency things to get to, for example, their planes or their interviews.
我们操练自己，
we
操练自己，选择向神感谢。
We choose to be thankful to God.
选择爱中为人祈祷。
And we choose to pray for others in love.
我们会很习惯的这样做。
We will get used to it.
所以有一次，不止一次啊，有人车祸了打电话来。
So more than once, someone would call me after a car accident.
有时候他都蛮慌的啊，有些人打来来，我立刻问有没有受伤。
And they would be in a very stressful situation, and I would ask, "Are you injured?"
他说哦，没有人受伤，我立刻会哦，感谢神。
And they would say, no one was injured. Then I would say, praise to the Lord.
对方可能，我出车祸，你感谢神啊。
And the other person would say, why are you thanking the Lord while I was in an accident?
我后来会解释。
And then I would explain later.
我们在世上，我们生病、车祸各方面，可能都会碰到的。
In this world, we will never be able to avoid accidents or illness.
我们前段时间，我们亲爱的 Andrew 弟兄摔跤摔得好严重。
And just a few months ago, our dear brother Andrew, he had a bad fall.
我知道，哦，头没有撞坏哈，骨头没有断，我心里充满了感恩。
But at the moment when I learned that his head was okay, his bones were okay, I had Thanksgiving filled my heart.
不是我没有爱心，他摔跤了，我说感恩呐、啊。
It's not that because he had a fall, then I become thankful. No.
而是我们感谢，在这样子的一个不完美的世界，在这样多灾难世界，我们所面临的神保守我们，看顾我们。
I was thankful because God's protection, for His care, even though we face many different things.
基督徒能够凡事谢恩，基于我们的信仰，对神的认识与信任。
Christians can be thankful for things, and this is based on the core concept of our faith and understanding of our Lord.
这种态度 不是我们否认痛苦啊，也不是我们是否认困难啊，我们这个面临的挑战是基于对神的信任以及在神信心里的盼望。
Having this attitude does not mean that Christians deny pain, difficulties or challenges in reality, but it is based on the trust and hope in our Lord.
因为我们知道神仍然神的主权仍然在，就我们的救恩是有确据的啊。
Because we believe in God's sovereignty and we believe the assurance of salvation.
而且我们相信在困难中，我们信心会成长。我们在困难中，我们人会被塑造。
And we believe in that our faith will grow in difficulties. That and that our faith will be molded in difficulties.
那选择感恩变成我们的生活的态度以及方式是要操练的。
Therefore, choosing to be thankful becomes a practice of life.
我们最后我们要来讲怎么样的培养我们这样子感恩的生命。
So how do we cultivate our lives of thanksgiving?
保罗在圣灵的感动下，在哥罗西书的3:15-17，他告诉我们啊，要存感恩的心哈，就是无论做什么或说什么行事，都要奉主耶稣的名怎么样，借着他感谢父神。
Paul taught us in Colossians chapter 3:15-17, he told us to be thankful, and whatever we do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
所以感恩是跟我们生活的每一个层面哈，以及任何的我们所面对的人事物，我们都紧紧相连的。都要用以感恩的心来面对来做。
Therefore, thankfulness should permeate in every aspect of our lives, in every person that we deal with, in everything that we deal with.
但是，我们自己好好反省一下哈，或者说我们观看世人，我们可能会发现啊，那个十个大麻风只有一个来感谢的人。大概没有太夸张哦。
But if we examine ourselves or look around this world, we may feel that out of 10 people, out of the 10 healed lepers, only one came back to thank God. This is not, this may not happen so rarely as we thought.
感恩好像不是人的天性所具有的。
It seems that thanksgiving is not in our nature.
感恩是需要操练啊。
Therefore, we must cultivate to have a thanksgiving heart.
就像我们啊，年纪越大，我们越说怕肌少症哈，要锻炼肌肉都萎缩了哈。
It's like when we tell ourselves that as we grow in age, we are afraid of losing muscles. Therefore, we must practice in order to gain or keep the muscles.
如果我们一年才去一次这个健身房哈，保证那个肌肉。不会成，会慢慢的没有了。
If we just go to the gym once in a year, then I can guarantee you that the muscle will not be there.
不是经常的锻炼，我们一定不会健康，我们的身材一定不会好。
Without constant exercises, we will not be healthy, and our body will not look good.
同样的，我们如果一年只有在感恩节的时候，我们说说感恩啊。我们感恩的生命不会被建立起来哈，我们不会有感恩的态度与感恩的生活方式。
Similarly, if we just practice Thanksgiving during Thanksgiving Day or Thanksgiving season, it's not going to be very helpful to our life of Thanksgiving.
我很快的给大家一些建议，也是给自己来为共勉哈，一些实际的做法。
Here are some practices that we can do.
我们操练用赞美跟敬拜来向神感谢。
We can practice giving thanks to God through praises and worship.
我们刚读的经文诗篇100篇第4节，当 称谢进入他的门，赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
In Psalm 100 verse 4 it says, Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
每个主日一次，每个星期一次，早早来教会。
Every week we have one worship. Come to church early.
用赞美敬拜来向神表达你对他的感恩。
And express your thanksgiving to God through praise and worship.
这个我要建议就在我们生活中，习惯的人向人说谢谢，表达谢意。
And secondly, I suggest that we practice expressing thanksgiving to others.
哎，我们有时候，哎呀，这个我们还讲什么谢谢嘛？好像关系好就不要说谢啊。从一个角度来讲是强调关系好，另外其实不好啊，会让对方和让自己视以为当然，而不感恩对方为自己所做的。
Sometimes we would say, "Oh, we are so close, and there's no need for us to say thank you." But that's not good because when you do that.Then you might be taking for granted of what other people has done for you, and you may not appreciate that enough.
很多很多年前，我就注意到这个。我希望自己是个感恩的人。
Many years ago, I noticed this, and I hope that I would be a thanksgiving person.
所以不是牧师假装客气，每次什么东西都要跟你说声谢谢。
So, every time when I say thank you to you.It's not that I pretend to be courteous.
而是真的是提醒自己要做个感恩的心，诚心的向你道谢，不管事情的大小。
It is a reminder to myself that I want to be a thanksgiving person, and I want to give you a sincere thank, no matter how big or small that you have done for me.
这是个操练。
This is a practice.
就像你看，牧师写 email 给你哈，常常在约我上。In His love, in God's love.
Remember that when I write emails to you, in the end, I always put in His love there.
不是牧师的爱那么廉价，而是提醒你，牧师在主里真的爱你，也提醒自己跟你的关系，牧师要用神真爱、诚实的爱来爱你。
I am not writing it there, because it's cheap to just put it there.But because it's a reminder to you that God loves you, it is also a reminder to me that I should love you just in God's love. That we should develop a good relationship in His love.
有个爸爸，他有一个很乖很可爱的儿子。
And there was a dad who had a very obedient child.
这儿子从小就很乖，愿意做对的事。
And the child was very good.And very obedient, he always wanted to do the right things.
就爸爸我就会叫他做些事。
那 so sometimes the dad would give some chores to do.
那爸爸每次也跟他说，哦，儿子，谢谢你。
And the dad would also thank him every time.
这儿子还很小的，有点，爸爸，你干嘛每次要说谢谢？你叫我做是我该做的啊，我该做去做这些事，你不要说谢谢。
And the little child would say,
不需要。
Dad, you don't need to thank me every time because these are the things that you ask me to do, and these are the things that I should do.
我告诉他，你可以选择不乖，你可以嘴巴嘟嘟不高兴的去做，但是你乖，你高兴的做，我感谢你做高乖孩子。
But I told him that you could choose to be disobedient. You could choose to do it with a bad attitude, but you never chose them. You chose to be obedient, and you chose to be a good child, and I thank you for making that choice.
我们要在每天的生活中教导自己，教导孩子，要说谢谢，要心存感恩。
We should teach ourselves in our daily lives that we should be thankful to our children.
你知道这个世代真是在20年前啊，不是现在就开始我听到有小孩子说，爸爸妈妈，你本来就应该让我快乐的。
In this world, sometimes it was so surprised, but this happened actually more than 20 years ago that I heard often a kid would say, Mom and Dad, you're supposed to make me happy.
爸爸妈妈对他的关爱都是理所当然的。
And they took for granted of Mom and Dad's love and care.
除了我们操练习惯向人表达感谢以外，我们要向人诉说自己不论在这个操练不管自己是在逆境还是顺境，都向人做感恩的见证。
And besides practicing to express our gratitude to others, we also should practice sharing your testimony of gratitude to others, whether you are in a good situations or in a difficult situation.
我告诉你，做见证很重要的。
It is important to share your.
因为你做见证的时候，你就在数算。神的恩典，神的对你的好，人对你的好，哈。
Because when you are testifying, you are counting your blessings of God and of other people.
而且你鼓励人家，感受到，因着你的分享，让人家也更明显的感受到神的爱与人的爱哦。
And other people would also feel God's love and people's love through your testimonies.
顺境时候的祝福，逆境时候你看到神的保守，神给你的力量，怎么经过那些逆境与困难
？In good times, you can share God's blessings. In difficult times, you can share God's protection and God's guidance. Of guiding you through the difficult times. Throughout the period.
所以以弗所书那个保罗说四章六到七节这边就是一无挂虑哈，就凡事借着祷告祈求还感谢哈，把告诉神，神出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你的心怀意念。
This is why Paul taught us in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and 7 Do not be anxious about anything but in every situationBy prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以，我们要从不同的角度看现在、过去、现在与未来哈。我们都要以操练是怎么样用感恩的角度来看事情。
And we should practice looking.At past, present, and future from a thanksgiving perspective.
操练你，选择感恩来看事。
And we should choose to have a thanksgiving attitude when we look at things.
再说一点，每天我们要做的哈，你每天你都可以数算恩典的。
Every day we can count on our blessings.
不管是今天发生的，或者是昨天，或者是老早以前发生的，你想到了，你都应该感谢。
Whether it happened today or whether it happened a way back, when you think about it, you should always be thankful.
诗篇一百零三篇的第二节说：“我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。”
In Psalm 103, verse 2, it says.Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
我告诉你，操练是要放进时间表的。
And this practice should be put into your schedule.
你不放在时间表上，我告诉你，常常就不做了。
Because if you don't put it there, then you forget to do it.
养成习惯。
Make a habit of it.
我告诉你，一醒来，你可以第一个念头，你操练第一个念头就是感谢主啊。
For example, when you wake up, practice to thank God.At that moment,
不是只有老人家醒来说哦，我还存活啊。
Not only when you are old, you thank God that hey, I'm getting another day to live.
是一个又崭新的一天，不管你是年纪，不管你的身体状况，不管神与你同在，充满着希望与喜乐，
but,
展开的一天。
But be thankful for a brand new day, no matter what age you are at, God will be with you for this brand new day.
我说你读经很好，祷告前你就感谢神让我有机会读你的话语，然后读完了感谢神，你今天告诉我什么
？And reading the Bible as well. Before you read, you can practice thanking God for giving you His Word. And after that, you can thank God for having you read them and know His will.
我告诉你，再忙哈，你有时间穿衣服，你有时间刷牙洗脸哈。
Even if you have a lot of things to do, you are very busy, you still have time to brush your teeth, to put on clothes.
所以不要说你忙没时间。
So don't say that you're too busy to have time to practice.
你心里就想感谢，你就心里祷告，你在开车的时候你也可以祷告。
You can practice in your heart. For example, when you drive, you can pray.
当我们三餐，我们吃早饭的时候，我们可以祷告；我们开车上班的时候可以祷告。
And we can pray at our meals. And when we go to work, while driving, we can pray to be thankful.
你上班的时候，你早上啊、累了，你就喝杯茶、喝杯咖啡的时候，你心里也可以祷告感谢。
When you are taking a break at work, having a coffee break, you can pray. You can be thankful.
中午吃饭的时候，你可以感恩。
You can give a thanksgiving prayer at lunchtime.
上班的时候，你下午上你累了，你也感恩，你有个 job， 不管老板对你好不好。
When you are tired, you still can give a thanksgiving prayer by thanking God that you have a job.
可以数算恩典的太多了。
There are too many occasions that we can count our blessings.
你下班回家，你开车回家，你可以感恩。
When you get off work and driving home, you can be thankful.
你跟家人一起吃饭的时候，你可以感恩。
And you can be thankful when you are having dinner with your family.
你晚上你晚祷的时候感恩，睡前的时候你可以感恩。
And before going to bed, you can give a thanksgiving prayer.
你洗澡的时候都可以感恩，我看。
You can give thanksgiving prayer even when you're taking a shower.
养成习惯。
Make a habit of it.
如果有机会，你也可以把它写下来。
And if you have more time, you can write them down.
我们今天在感恩的事上，我们讲了蛮多。我们讲到感恩是神的心意。
Today we talked about Thanksgiving, many aspects. Number one, we say that Thanksgiving is God's command.
我们也讲到感恩是幸福的秘诀。
And we also said that Thanksgiving is the key for happiness.
我们更强调，哎，感恩是个选择，是个态度，是我们生活的态度与方式。
And we know that Thanksgiving is a choice, an attitude, it's a way of life.
我也讲了一些实际的一些建议，让我们实际去操练以去做。
And I also give you suggestions of how to practice Thanksgiving.
我先请大家闭着眼睛，我们安静一分钟，我们做个祷告结束哈。
And I want you to close your eyes, be quiet for a minute.And then we do a closing prayer.
圣灵今天借着这篇信息提醒你了什么？教导你了什么？你有何回应？愿圣灵在我们心里感动。
Let's think about how the Holy Spirit, through this message, remind you what, taught you what, and what kind of response you have.
亲爱的天父上帝，感谢你爱我们，感谢你在圣经中给我们的教导、提醒与启示。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for the teachings, reminders, and inspirations you have given us in the Bible.
祈求圣灵来帮助我们， 做个聪明人，在每天的生活中选择感恩，好使我们能照着神的心意，将感恩成为我们的生活的态度与方式。
We pray that the Holy Spirit help us to be a wise person, choosing to be grateful, choosing to be thanksgiving in our daily lives, so that we can make thanksgiving our attitude and way of life according to God's will.
我们也求圣灵常常的光照我们，帮助我们自己的审查，看我们有没有真的是做个忘恩的人，或者把生活中中许许多的美好神的恩典与人对我们的好都视以为当然。
We also ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, to help us reflect, to see if we are an ungrateful person or if we are taking for granted of people's goodness and God's goodness.
愿圣灵赐给我们有感恩的心智与力量。
May the Holy Spirit give us the will and strength to be thankful.
帮助我们天天数算恩典，时时敏感地感受神的爱与人的爱，好使我们能在充满平安、喜乐、幸福中活出感恩的生命，来见证神的爱，来彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
We ask the Holy Spirit to help us count our blessings every dayand to be sensitive to God's love and to the love from other people so that we can live a thankful life full of peace, joy, and happiness to reveal God's love and His glory.
我们感谢主，祈求祷告不配奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我请你 stand, 我们唱首诗歌。
His hand with a grateful heart, His hand to the Holy One, His hand because of Him, Jesus Christ, His Son, shed His blood for a painful sin, He lived to the endless life.
Gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace.
Christ, we
sit